Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Coming to you live, Guys Next Door brings you the news.
I don't think I'll ever get used to that.
Hopefully we don't have to. We can come up with a real name for this. Thank you, Mac, though, for the intro. Somebody came up with a name. I ain't like it. It sounded real George Zimmerman name. I ain't like it.
Let's stay away.
I was about to say, I remember that one. It was like Neighborhood Watch or something.
Yeah, it was like Neighborhood Watch. I was like, ooh, that sounds snitchy.
That sounds very snitch-like.
What about Nosy like Neighbors?
That. Holy shit.
That right there.
Did Che just come through with the come through? That was like a Euro step. That was different.
Che, I say this. We're gonna go with it, but it's not going to increase your check. Just want to let you know.
Let me do this different. Okay. Guys Next Door brings you Nosy Neighbors. Does it work?
I think we need like an old lady to do it, like Nosy Neighbors. something funny and calm. You sound
You sound like the movie man. Yeah,
there were only two, and now there are three. Well, you've seen them in Guys Next Door Part 1, and you loved him in Guys Next Door Part 3, but here he is, Guys Next Door Part 3, Nosy Neighbors.
You loved him on Monday, and they're back on Thursday. Yeah, that's very, very true. But if you guys are hearing us, that means you are tuned into our Thursday episodes. Yes, and now we have a name for it, the Nosy Neighbor Show. Where we just, we just be nosy. You know, we be nosy. We real niggas, but we be nosy sometimes. And sometimes, you know, we just want to talk about the shit that we nosy about. You know, so we appreciate y'all for tuning in on Monday. We hope you enjoyed the Monday episode, which we know you have because y'all ain't been able to stop talking to us about it. But we hope that the Thursday episode feels just as good. But go listen to that Monday episode once you're done if you have missed us. Make sure you are listening. If you are listening, I'm sorry. Make sure if you're listening on Apple, drop us a comment and a rating. If you're listening to us on any other social media, podcast streaming platform, just make sure to subscribe. We don't ask for much. Just subscribe. You know what I mean? Just,
sure indeed.
You know what I mean? If you guys are tired of being, you know, Hakeem Campbell, if you are tired of being Kimmy Gibbler, if you're tired of just, you know, being a moocher, a freeloader and things of that nature, just being on our couch and not putting in nothing. head to the Patreon and put some snaps on the Patreon. You feel me? Patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. You know what we have over there already, so it makes no sense to say anything. Also, what we will be telling y'all to go check out now that we can get our money's worth. Make sure you're checking us out on YouTube. We're putting clips on YouTube. So make sure you head over to our YouTube, Guys Next Door Pod, and check us out over there. And last but not least, make sure you are following us on all social media platforms at Guys Next Door Pod. Make sure if you want to continue the conversation, you use the hashtag Guys Next Door. Che, this week in Nosy Neighbors, what are we getting into?
I feel like starting with the winners. LA. They didn't do it just once.
Oh, wow.
They didn't try. Wow.
I don't think there are no winners in LA. It's LA.
That's still a hater-ish.
I don't like it. No, I don't like it at all.
So we got the Lakers who won the NBA championship, right? And then we had the Dodgers won the World Series last night.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of just threw it, you know. I think everybody, you know.
I have something funny to say, which hold on, I'm doing my research real quick. So the loss, both teams that have won, ironically enough, both teams that have won didn't start off in Los Angeles, which is hilarious. Los Angeles started off in Minneapolis.
Yeah. The Lakers, that's why they're Lakers.
The Dodgers started off in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Right at home. Yeah. Right at home. So congratulations to our old team.
Shout out
glad
to
see that you guys.
Shout out to Jackie Robinson, you feel me?
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Big ups to Brooklyn, bringing home the chip. You know, it's a good feeling when, you know, that's for Jackie Rob. We did it for him, you know. You know, he did great things for us.
Nigga did it for Jackie Rob and Kobe in the same year, you feel me?
That's fire. That's fire. I'll give LA that. That's for Kobe. We did it for Jackie Rob. And we good. Brooklyn, we here, baby.
What does it feel like? What's the energy out there?
I don't really know. I don't really know. Shay, you too far to see nothing. But
it don't matter. I could hear it. There was fireworks last night. Niggas was going on.
They was out here. They was starting and bopping outside. I was in the crib, but you know, I watched it from the window. They happy.
As a single man, what are the women like right now? Are women like? How did that go?
You want to speak of today? As of today, these ladies is packing their bags to go to Rugs All Black Party. I don't know what's going on. I won't be in attendance. But if your lady is packing her bag, it ain't for the Dodgers. It ain't for the Lakers.
There's nothing to celebrate in Atlanta.
It's for ass shaking and niggas is paying high prices for these tables. So don't expect
big prices. To get that big prices.
Let me tell you now.
Shout out the Rugs. Shout out the Rugs because I heard them niggas is paying top dollar for them tables.
Shout out to Viola because they're definitely sponsoring the weekend too.
You already know. Shout out to Viola.
That's a fact. But yeah, if your lady's going there, she's doing some.
Tables is too hot, spicy work.
This ain't the weekend where you just act cute at a nigga table and go to your hotel. Nope. This is the weekend with 10 bins minimum, and that ass will be shaking and baking in that W hotel.
My man said shaking and baking.
Yo, does it count? Does it count? If she cheats on you during a big weekend, does it count? You have more forgiveness.
200%. It counts twice.
None. Nope. It happened twice.
You cheated twice. You went away without me. That's cheating.
Yep. That's cheating off rip. The minute you got on the plane, you was a cheating ass bitch.
You cheated.
200%. 200%.
And the second is you cheated. And it's probably some big time nigga, so his mans know you cheated.
Here go the scary part. They might not be cheating with no big time niggas. There's only like 6 big time niggas anyway. So that means you get in with a nigga that ain't really got it, but he looked like he got it.
He got it with the entourage.
Nah. But this weekend, I'm gonna tell you this. This weekend, they got table minimums is very high, and the maximum amount of people is very low. So you get the gist of if you add the tables to 6 of us and it's 10 bands, you got a little something.
I don't believe nothing
in general, but I'm just saying table's a little high. For the most part, she could end up with somebody who got a little bit of chicken. At least
just because you fucking with the right hand man don't mean you still not fucking with the help.
Shay, that was the realest thing you ever said on this podcast.
It's nasty work.
Disgusting work. Shay, what's the one weekend you're letting it loose? Like, what's the one weekend that you'd like Carabana?
Yes. Ooh. You know I love my West Indian joints.
Like, what's the one weekend you like? Yeah, like, what's the one weekend you like, fuck it, I don't care, I'm being a hoe. Fuck these niggas.
Carnival, Caravana. I like my West Indian functions.
I was about to say, you know, I think it's like a cheat code for women, like when they go to the carnival and all of that shit, because they gonna get dressed super filthy. But they can get away with it, and they can grind upon anything. They're walking up and down up in Pondy Road. They're drinking all the money.
Chipping down the lane.
My season, my tribe.
So, but you run a. Here goes the crazy part. You run a higher risk of fucking with a normal or a broke nigga in carnival.
But
what I like about it though is the fact that the general consensus is like, you might catch the wine, you might catch the waistline, but like you don't have to exchange contact information. Like, it's an unspoken rule. Like, the dancing is just the dancing. Like, it don't have to go further than that.
Yeah, but
no, see, I think you misunderstood. I think you misunderstood. Because I said, what is the weekend? What is the
week? You can let that thing fly. You gonna let that thing go.
Yeah.
What's the weekend that you gonna act up like JT at the awards yesterday?
Which we're about to get into, because boy, oh boy, thank you.
I guess probably All-Star Weekend, if anything. But like, I don't fuck with sports All-Star like that. You gotta weekend. Remember. I'm not that sports driven female.
A nigga could get the
I don't like athletes.
A nigga could get the pussy from the Shea Hive on All-Star Weekend. Like, that's where you're. That's where you leave your morals at All-Star Weekend.
I only say that because I've accidentally ended up in cities during All-Star Weekend. Like, when. No, it was accidentally. I had my internship in Houston, and it just so happened to be All-Star Weekend.
And you gave
year.
Up. And you Clutch gave up. Pearls. And you gave up. You gave up the poons.
No, I definitely did. But I did miss swim. Out on an NFL player that year.
Oh wow. See, she was trying to let that thing swing, and then she missed the opportunity.
I don't like athletes. I don't like athletes. That's my problem. I don't like athletes. So it just never, works out.
I don't think athletes like athletes.
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right. Well, shout out to the Los Angeles Lakers. Shout out to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Congratulations on that. I know it got to be super corny that, you know, y'all can't do a parade. I don't understand why they can't do a parade. Like,
what do you mean?
You know, like, they're not doing a parade because of COVID and all that. But if Trump and them could do all these goddamn rallies, there's not a socially distanced way to do this. Like,
I mean, I don't think there is, right?
If, like, all the protests, Trump is, like, if you look at the protests that were happening, you know, in the midst in the wake of George Floyd, those there were no COVID outbreaks linked back to those mass marches, because everybody had their masks.
People were saying that there were, you know, there was an argument that, you know, there was a lot of
from
people catching COVID at these
But the truth, with the, when you looked at the numbers, they weren't, you know, back to contact tracing. No, these numbers did not prove that. So I'm
not proven.
Yeah, yeah. So like that, if these politicians, if Biden. Pence and Trump, if they could do all these bullshit rallies, then, you know, I think the city should be able to find a way to celebrate their win. But in any event,
I'm about to say, hey, niggas was doing it yesterday, that bro. You saw the videos? They had somebody.
It was out.
Niggas was like donuts in the car, like in middle of streets, like. Causing riots, niggas is shooting fireworks at nigga. It looked like something out of a fucking Disney movie. Like, it looked, you know how like when Cinderella, when the prince finally found Cinderella, put the shoe on her foot and was like, yo, will you marry me? They go to you see the whole carriage go to the house. The night after, there's just fireworks all the way in the entire city. My nigga, it looked like, I swear, I've never seen no shit like that before in my life. Only in, like, war movies, bro. Mm. Like, niggas is throwing up napalm and shit. Like, I've never
Which
seen
Which is
no
wild
shit like
when you think about it, because it's still fire season over here. So, and there's active fires going on. So you would think,
you know, niggas ain't got no sense.
People lose all sense when it comes to winning. And I understand it, because I would do the same shit if the Knicks won a title, so.
Oh, my God. Do you understand what would happen?
I wouldn't
to
leave
New York City.
They'd have to shut the city down.
What would happen to New York City?
If Brooklyn wins, I'm going crazy. But if the New York Knicks win a championship in my lifetime, I'm walking around naked with a tattoo of the getting my dick tattooed with the Knicks sign. Like, every time a bitch suck my dick, it would be New York Knicks. Like, bitch suck my dick. Like, I'm going crazy. I'm getting a New York Knicks jersey, and I'm getting the lettuce taken off. I'm having somebody so suck my dick on there.
Right on the back.
Right on the back. Yo, New York Knicks, yo, what's on the back of your jersey? SMD, stop playing with me. Like, on my mother.
New York would, I don't think New York would ever be the same.
It would, after New York would look like, New York would look like, New York would look like New York after one of the Marvel Cinematic Universe fights.
Son, legit.
After the Avengers. Is that the Avengers?
Like, yeah.
After the first
Avengers. Well, any of them. Yep. Any of them. But like when the Skrulls came, it would look like
that. Anyway. All right,
Shay. Shay, what else are we being nosy about this week?
Okay, so I have it's a little bit of opinion. How do y'all feel about this T.I. versus Jeezy battle?
I'm going T.I. Going T.I. in a dog walk, actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think Jeezy is going to put up a fight for about 8 to 9 songs. Then I think after that, it's going to be a dog walking. I think we're going to realize.
I think the thing is, it depends on the audience. Jeezy, niggas are going to fuck with Jeezy like. It's very reminiscent of the Brandy Monica battle, right? A lot of niggas is on some like, yo, you know, Brandy has so many like mid cuts that is the reason why we call her the vocal Bible, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas Monica got bona fide hits. Monica,
you ain't lying yet.
Records.
Shay, are you fronting on Monica?
No, I'm fronting on you digging for snacks in the back.
Yo, let my man snack.
What did we talk about breaking the fourth wall? What happened with you, boy? Like, come on.
I can hear it. Not even it's all Mike.
I understand we know that it's snitching.
What if Zeus is listening?
Zeus.
This was organic almonds.
Exactly.
He's digging for broccoli. It's broccoli. I promise.
Yeah. It's,
Thank you. Yeah. They say protect black women. What about us?
Protect us.
Protect me.
Shit.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's funny.
I'm going Jeezy. I'm going Jeezy. I'm a Jeezy fan though. Like from when he was in Boys in the Hood. Remember that shit?
Them boy guys.
When they first.
Them boy guys. Go get like, bring it back. Bring it back.
Mm-hmm. So I've been a fan of Jeezy since then. So like, you know, when Thug Motivation dropped and like. Nigga, the whole everything shook. Nigga,
first
I remember.
I'm gonna stack some more. It ain't what.
And then what? And
then
what?
I'm gonna stack some more.
It ain't
and then what?
What?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
T.I. Scroll down, then I do my count. Had the rest of the years at my auntie's
house.
T.I. has records. T.I. has records, but I don't know.
Yeah, let's not act crazy. T.I. has all the records, and he has features. His feature game is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. His feature game is nasty. Let's start there.
Feature game is
T.I.'s feature game is disgusting.
What if T.I. backs out We Taking Over, his We Taking Over verse? What if that happened?
Nah, nigga, I'm talking, nigga,
what if bigger he does than that.
What if he backs out My Love? My Love. He went crazy on that.
It's quiet for Jeezy after that. It's going to get thick in it. Yo, I'm talking about T.I. backs out 24s. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I don't like putting two Southern kings up against each other.
You know what? You could take that pussy shit somewhere else. Take that pussy shit somewhere else.
What they're you mean?
They're both going into a thing called a versus. It's competitive. Yep. Versus. So you're not putting them against each other. They put in you almost sound as crazy as Busta Rhymes did when he challenged him.
Wow.
That's
first
right.
Of all,
why
let's
would
be
you
honest.
Say Busta Rhymes?
No, I'm gonna tell you why. Because T.I. would have mopped the floor with Busta. That's off rip.
Oh, no. Hold on, sir. Hold on.
T.I. would have washed him. Niggas forget I got T.I. in my top five. T.I. would wash him.
Okay. T.I. is nice. T.I. has verses. But the same thing that T.I. said, T.I. has, I mean, Busta has time on him.
That's a fact.
He has decades worth of records over him.
He also has A-Rod money. Let's keep it cute.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to have a few misses to get a couple hits. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga said, we get A-Rod money.
Hold on, he had everybody up here like this.
But no, T.I. hit the nose on the head when he said, "Yo, you got to battle somebody from your generation,
son." When he said that, I'm not gonna lie. When he said that, I was like, "Oh shit!" Like, that's a shot. I mean, and he kept on saying, in I guess the Southern T.I. explanation way, he was saying respectfully, you know, respectfully, I respect you. But you know,
respectfully, big dog. I would never wake up and fix my mouth to articulate any type of disrespect or ask anything less of admiration for you, comrade. But I am saying that you may have just chronologically transcended a time period in which would be acceptable for a battle with one T.I. Tip Harris.
Hey, Mel, I'm not gonna lie to you. That is probably the best T.I. That is probably the best T.I. that you've ever done.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. Niggas got talent. I ain't gonna hold you. Niggas is talented, bro. Like, I'm not gonna hold you. Shout out to Mac Wiles for giving me my first acting job, but like, you know what I mean? Niggas got talent, bro. Like, niggas, you know what I mean? Niggas got talent, you know? Still working on my Denzel.
You know, we gonna get that.
My nigga. Che, talk to me. You'll give up that pussy at All Star Weekend, huh?
Shut up.
You give out that pussy for $15 motherfucking dollars at All Star Weekend. Huh?
Son.
That's what you're telling me? Huh? That's what you're telling me, Jay? Can you tell me? Huh? Huh? You don't, that's All-Star Weekend pussy. You don't wipe that. You blot that shit. You blot that shit.
Son.
Once I get my Denzel, it's quiet.
That was good.
Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll turn that into a clip later.
Look, niggas from the hood really be having talent. Niggas be forgetting. Like, niggas think I just talk shit full of it. Matter of fact, shout out to the 85 South team. I'm on this week's episode down in Atlanta. So, you know, shout out to Chico. Shout out to Uncle Los. Shout out to DC for pulling up. Shout out to Chad for setting it up. We had a bunch of fun. If y'all hearing this currently, I'm probably not even on my Instagram or Twitter because the comments are crazy. Because I definitely set the world ablaze. I just jumped off the porch. I told the niggas Bootsy not a legend, and high key Bootsy a little pussy for not keeping that same energy with Mike Tyson. But neither here nor there, you know.
Hey, I was about to say, listen, Mike Tyson will bite a nigga head off.
That's fine. Literally. That's fine. But I'm also never gonna say. And this was the conversation. This was the conversation we were having there. Like, and they wasn't understanding what I'm saying. Like, Mike Tyson not gonna make me change my opinion. He's not gonna make me, like, outside of a conversation. Like, we can have a conversation and you say some shit I never heard and be like, oh shit, that's crazy. But just your presence is not gonna make me, like, you know what? I ain't going. Like, nobody, they didn't make that man to do that yet. And that's not no super tough shit. I'd have been beat up. I'd have been jumped, stabbed. Like, I'm not super nigga. Niggas can get me. Like, that's just me being honest. There's no man that God made yet that's gonna is strong enough or tough enough or has so much street cred that without nothing, he's just gonna step in a room and now I'm like, you know what?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you. He definitely did look a little shook in that joint. I was watching it. He looked a little flimsy.
Nigga, he was so scared. Nigga, I knew he was scared because the little white shit in his lip, the little white shit on the side of his mouth. That shit was trembling.
Can you give the listeners context? Because now I'm interested.
Oh, so Mike Tyson has a great podcast called Hot Boxing. And Boosie was a guest on the podcast. And Mike asked him about, you know, why he was so visceral, like why he was so adamant about being disrespectful and speaking on young Zaya Wade, which is Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union's trans daughter. And, you know, he even took it as far to ask him, like, do you think the reason that you are so mad with homosexuals is because you may be homosexual? Exactly. So we all know that if I asked that, if Mac asked that, if anybody asked that, Boosie would have been yelling, it would have been rah, 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 all the disrespectful shit. Asked him the same question that Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson did not ask him that question in a disrespectful manner. But we know that if somebody else would have asked him the same question the same way, it would have been a different outcome. So all I'm saying, like I said on 85 South, let's be honest. Let's stop caping. And a lot of that work gets done, not in the moment, because everybody, Carlos kept saying, well, what he was supposed to do in that moment? In that moment, you don't handle it. You handle it beforehand. You handle it 4 or 5 months ago when you should shut the fuck up about something that ain't none of your motherfucking business.
Fact, though.
You just had a lot of visceral energy for a young lady that you're not having. You know, but that's neither here
right now for another man. I think going from what you're saying, I get it. Where it's like, if it's just it's the same way that we always say it, man. You just keep that same energy. If you're gonna have that energy, keep that energy. Like if niggas,
that's it.
Just keep that same energy, because once a nigga approach you about it, you need to be able to back it up. So
that's real.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, what we got?
Shout out to the 85 South team. Shout out to
we're gonna
Mac. You got a shout out in there too. But because he didn't say Ryan, because Chico didn't say Ryan's name, I was like, fuck Mac. Oh, I said we a team. He was like, oh, that's what Mac Wild. Yeah. He was like, I was like, yeah, got Nick through. He's like, oh, the shit Mac Wild be doing. I said, fuck Mac. He ain't here right now.
Oh wow. I love you too, Mouse Jones.
He should have said Ryan. I didn't like that. I didn't like how I was there. He mentioned you, no mention of Ryan. I didn't like that, so I had to bring it all together. Like, man, fuck what you.
Listen,
talking about.
in an odd way, like I appreciate that because you kept us together as a group. So
we're a group.
Thank you. Fuck me.
Fuck you.
You know. Yeah.
Fuck.
All right, cool.
Hey.
Cool.
Fuck you. Forget about it. Fuck you.
All right.
Cool. Trey. Last but not least, what we got? Come on, who been swinging?
All right, so the nosiest part of this whole thing. Let's get into some baby mama drama.
Woo!
Y'all seen the,
You talking to two baby fathers. This is my type of time.
This is right up y'all's alley too. Okay, so Queen Naija and
I don't know how to say that lady.
Yeah, I think it's Naija. I apologize if it's incorrect. I'm going that to
name probably,
say
in real life, her name probably Cynthia.
Wow.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it. But what's going on with her ex, Chris Sales, and her current Clarence?
Boom. Let me tell y'all, because I've been all in the business this week. It's actually done a little something for me. I've been super invested in it. Okay. So, Queen Naija was with a nigga named Chris Sales, and I guess they was like a YouTube couple or whatever. They had a baby, then broke up. Then Queen got with some nigga from New York, nigga named Clarence. I think a lot of people in New York know him. I never met the nigga. I don't know the nigga. I don't know his body, none of that. No, so, you know what I mean? Same. So they've been going back and forth because Queen Naija be like there's a custody issue with Queen Naija and Chris. Now, Obviously, Queen Naija has a baby with this new guy, Clarence, and obviously the baby lives with them, so boom. So these niggas been going back and forth. So apparently Clarence's ex came with a YouTube, because these niggas, they love the YouTube video, because I guess they're YouTubers, so didn't know YouTube baby mama beef was a thing. It's right up my fucking alley. My YouTube channel coming soon. So it's lit. It's about to be lit. So I said, so I'm watching. And so basically, long story short, long story even longer. So Chris Sales got an issue with, you know, Clarence putting his nose in their business. And then we all seen the video of Clarence buying or gifting Queen Naija her Birkin. I'm not saying that name ever again on this podcast. Okay.
Actually, I'm about to say,
I don't want to talk about it because there's only one nigga on this court I could afford one, and it's you. And that's none of my motherfucking business. All right.
Okay.
That is none of my bitch's business. Okay. That's none of my bitch's business. That's not the life I'm living at this current moment. You know what I mean?
You don't even want a Birkin. That's not even.
Oh, right. What? I muted that word. I muted that word. Matter of fact, Rel, hit the beat. Hit the beat, Rel.
Whenever you hear the B word, you beep.
Please, because we're not playing that. We're not bringing that energy over here. But yeah, so he bought it. Now, off rip, I'm not a hater, but I have hater tendencies. So once I seen the video of him giving Shorty the Birkin, once I seen that, I was like, he can't afford that. Did he just use her money to buy her a gift? I said, that's fire, because women have been doing it to niggas for years. So I was with it. The nigga Chris said it. And so there's a video of him like, Clarence didn't buy her the Queen bought her the. It was something about the cadence and the way he said it. I was crying. So this is all over Instagram, though. Like, these niggas are all over Instagram with it. Like, I'm telling you, let me go through. There's some amazing content that's being missed here. Shout out to the YouTube students. All right. So the boy Clarence did, like, the captcha. Like, you know the captcha? Like, when you're trying to sign up for something, and they'd be like, yo, click order. Tell me why the boy Clarence put, like, it looked like 16 pictures here. And it says, select all the squares with same ripped jeans so we can confirm you're not a robot. And it's the kid Chris in the same. I said, oh, he's bugging.
Man's got one pair of designer jeans and won't let it go.
Yo, hilarious. Crying. Yo, it's like 17 pictures. I'm like, oh, he's wilding his shit up, boy, right? So I think there's nothing can't get worse. So the boy Chris, he posed a picture of Queen and the boy Clarence, and he says, LMAO, my son almost taller than this simp. Queen probably do not feel protected when they out. Now, he said protracted, but because I'm a petty nigga, I knew what he was trying to get, so I already knew he meant protected. That's crazy. Saying Queen don't feel protected when they out is crazy. I said, oh, niggas have to fight.
That's legitimately, I gotta pull up on you, my G.
Yo, listen, I know we reaching the end of this, so, you know, we being nosy and all that, but I won't stop talking on this. So, if y'all want to hear the rest of this episode, make sure you're a Patreon member, because it's going to be this month's bonus episode. We talking about baby mama love.
It's gonna get spicy.
Man, I love that record, man. I ain't gonna hold it.
Jesus Christ.
All right, but that's where you can catch the rest of this episode. Like I said, thank you guys for tuning in on Monday. We appreciate you kicking it with us on Thursday on what? Nosy Neighbors. We are your favorite Nosy Neighbors. We love you. We appreciate you guys. See y'all over there on Patreon. If not, we'll see you on Monday. Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.